I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. I'm style still the freshest and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold. But not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
How's it going, guys? This is the D to the 3&D, D-I-G. I just want to say I got a huge announcement for you guys at the end of this podcast episode. So make sure that you stick around to the very end of this episode to hear what the big announcement will be. It's pretty huge, guys. Y'all want to hear it. Y'all are going to want to hear it. That's all I have to say. So stay tuned. We are going to be breaking down the Cowboys' initial 53-man roster. On the latest About Them Cowboys podcast by at JC1053 on Twitter, at KTFunTweets on Twitter, at Kent Garrison on Twitter, and John Machado on Twitter. So basically, they debated where each player should be placed on one of five tiers. And we have the graph here. We have the tiers here. We have 1 through 5. Let me explain a little bit about the tier system first before I go on. It's broken down into tiers of never let them leave, better than your average, solid contributor, depth guy, and just why. Why is he still on the team? Why did you keep him? Probably let him go, scoot him out. You know, as we go, you know, we'll also make our edits to it. We will, you know, if there's anything that we disagree with, we will discuss it. If there's anything that we agree with, you know, we'll keep it moving. This is a good opportunity for you guys to get a look at the Cowboys' complete roster, 1 to 53. Because this is basically, I would say, best to worst, in their opinion. Not necessarily mine, but in their opinion, that's basically what we're looking at, and we're going to break that down. So, you guys stay tuned. We got a quick ad break from one of our small businesses that we work with that is coming to you, has not been open, but is working, and they are working, and they are preparing, and they are getting prepared for you to meet all of your needs in 2021, according to the new way of life that we are living. So you guys stick around. We got a lot to get into this show, and I hope you guys enjoy. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get with the times and we got to get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today.
Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.
All right, guys, we're back. I appreciate you guys sticking around through that ad break. As I said in the first part, in the intro of this episode, we're going to be breaking down the Cowboys' initial 53-man roster. On the latest About Them Cowboys podcast, again, from John Machado JC1053 on Twitter, at KTFunTweets on Twitter, at Kent Garrison on Twitter. They broke down the Cowboys roster into five tiers of never let them leave, Jerry, better than your average, solid contributor, depth dude, and just why would you keep them? So I thought we could start with the whys, get them out of the way, get them. They're probably not, depending on the degree of fandom you have to the Dallas Cowboys, some of you may know who these guys are. Some of you may have never heard these names in your life. So relatively fast, I will go through these bottom tiers so we could get to the thick of it. So starting in the why category, we have number 10, Cooper Rush. They're basically saying, why did you keep a backup quarterback? Because unless they really bought into Garrett Gilbert or Ben DiNucci, Cooper Rush is our backup quarterback. Unless Cam Newton out there decides to come to the Cowboys and, you know, sign with the Cowboys as a backup quarterback. We also did, breaking just about 5 minutes ago as I was preparing the ads for this podcast, the Cowboys did sign Will Greer, former 2019 second round quarterback from the Carolina Panthers. So that's something. Second player on the board, Simi Fehoko, number 81 wide receiver from Stanford. This was a fan favorite when they drafted him. I believe they drafted him in the sixth round. He is huge, 6'3", I believe. Has a giant frame. I believe he can develop, especially if they plan on getting him some actual game reps. That would be awesome, but more likely he's going to learn from the three giants that we have, you know, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup. Hopefully he can learn, he can develop under these guys and turn into a guy, you know, turn into a red zone contributor, turn into somebody who, when you're 20 yards away from the touchdown, throw it up to this hoss, let him go get it, right? Third on this list, Malik Turner, number 17, wide receiver. Balled out during the preseason, had a good camp, heard a lot of good things about Malik Turner. He held it down while Amari Cooper was hurt, while Michael Gallup was hurt. Really, no reason not to keep him other than just for depth. You know, one of those guys goes down, there's still two other receivers after our top three, so you know, he's there, and he's a serviceable number six, number seven. It's looking like they kept seven receivers, so who knows if he'll ever see the field. He probably won't even dress up. Next player, number 69, Brandon Knight. Guard, tackle, combo player, I believe. Can play two positions. That's really valuable. You try to keep that most of the time. Also, he was generating trade interest, so that's another reason most likely they kept him. Keep it moving. Let's Terrence Steele, number 78. Also a combo position player. He plays right tackle. He plays left tackle. Played almost an entire year last year. That game experience, man. You can't discount that game experience. Not a lot of teams have backup tackles who have played an entire year, so that's an advantage for the Cowboys to keep that guy. Next player is Matt Farniok, our backup center, our only backup center, aside from Brandon Knight, who can maybe play there, aside from Connor Williams, who, if we had to, we could probably put him in there, but he showed in his one try in the preseason, two tries in the preseason, he wasn't exactly the greatest delivering the snap in shotgun. So we need a backup center. They just want to be safe. Next we have, what is this guy's name? Ball? Josh Ball. Number 76. He's also a tackle. I believe this guy's about 6'8". So that alone should tell you you want that guy on your team. He's a tackle as well. Drafted him in the fourth round. I believe he would have been a higher rated talent coming out of the draft had he not had domestic issues. Several. We did have a lot of them. Apparently, he's a different guy. You know, Cowboys kept him on their roster, decided we could possibly develop him. I didn't hear a lot about him during training camp, but I think obviously they know what they're doing. They're seeing it, you know. So, Josh Ball. Bradley Anae, number 56, defensive end. They've had him for couple years. Usually second, third year players are not exactly the people you're looking to cut, but Bradley and I did show flashes in year one, couldn't get on the field due to depth reasons. Second year disappeared, MIA, unless this is the second year, and he's showing flashes this year too, so there's no wonder that he is still on the roster. You know, it wouldn't make sense to let him go. You need depth at defensive end. You need depth at pass rusher. That's just, you need it. You got to have it. This one's surprising, actually. Azur Kamara, number 43, defensive end. He's an undersized defensive end. He's a small guy. Long arms, which is good for a defensive end. Super, super thin in the frame, but I did see him make a couple plays, get involved in a few series during the preseason. I believe they like the potential that they have there with Azur, so congratulations, Azur. Great, great, pleasant family as well. Very pleasant. If you guys been following along on Hard Knocks, Azur Kamara, your family is just pleasant, man. Real pleasant. Next guy on the board is Luke Gifford, number 57, linebacker. This guy is another one who's a deep, deep depth piece. But he did show out 2 years ago in his rookie year preseason. He made a couple interceptions, had a lot of tackles, then got hurt. And I believe his second game. If this ain't his second year, this might be his third year. I really need to get that information for these guys who are at the bottom of this 53. But Luke Gifford, it's a good keep. This is the one that baffles me, that blows my mind, that rattles my brain and my skull. I just can't understand it. I don't understand where this comes from. It has to be the number. You see it on there. Everybody else looks traditional. And Jalen Smith, number 9. Everybody knows the linebacker. 2018-54. He was the guy. He was a building block, according to our front office. And today, in 2021, just 3 years later, 2 years later, in a 5-tier system, where never let them leave is the best and Y is the worst, Jalen Smith is ranked as a why did you keep him? I disagree completely. That's all I can say about that. I'm not gonna expand on it too much. There will be several episodes talking about the Dallas Cowboys, and I guarantee you, there will be an episode alone, if not half an episode, dedicated to me telling everybody who is a Jalen doubter why they are wrong. So, let's keep moving. That's the end of the why segment. We're about to move on to the depth, guys. But before we do that, we have to allow our ad sponsors to talk to you guys because they love you guys just as much as we do. They want to talk to you guys just as much as we do. They want you guys to know about their products just as much as we want you guys to know about our products. So, that being said, let's get it.
What are you doing this Saturday night? What are you doing this Friday night? Matter of fact, what are you doing Thursday night for ladies' night? Heathens Haven in Premont, Texas, owned and ran by producer of True Records artists.
Catch y'all later.
D.I.G., J.B., Rilo, Tone G, and A2J. Chotch with the Heat. A bar established in 2021 in Premont, Texas, Heathens Haven, open today where the heathens come to play. Come and check out the newest, hottest, craziest attraction, where there is live performances every other month, where there is UFC fights being streamed, there is WWE SummerSlams, there is live pool. Come and have a beer, come and have a drink, come and have a laugh with everybody at Heathens Haven. Let's go.
All right, guys, we're on to the next tier. As we talked about, depth guys, these are guys that will be on the field, will see the field. They'll be expelling the guys that need the rest, you know, Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott. I didn't mean CeeDee Lamb. He's going to be there out there all the time like a beast. They're the guys that get 5 to 7 plays a game, up to some players are starters, but they're just guys. They're just role players. They're just there. They're not the studs. They're not the above average guys. They're just the guys who are the foundation of your team. The plug the holes, you know, if you know what I mean. Starting with the number one on the list and number one on our roster because of his number, numerical, Cedric Wilson, our number 5 receiver. So when I said that we had, I believe Cedric Wilson is our number 4 receiver. Damn it. No, he's 5. He's 5. Noah Brown is 4. No? That's a tough one. But I believe the fact that Cedric Wilson is first on this list, with Noah Brown being next, so there's a little spoiler. I believe Cedric Wilson is number 4. Noah Brown is number 5. So Cedric Wilson, our number 4 receiver on the depth chart. Remember earlier I was talking about how we had a number 6 and 7 who knows if they'd ever see the field. These two are the guys that are the 4 and 5 before them two. So Cedric Wilson, Noah Brown. Noah Brown's number 85 wide receiver as well. He's kind of a wide receiver tight end hybrid, because they use him a lot and they've kept him around for so long, because strictly for his ability to block. Anybody ever asked about Noah Brown?
That's it.
Why do you still have Noah Brown? Why haven't you cut Noah Brown?
He can block. Period. That's basically it. But, well, let me not do that to... Noah Brown don't deserve that. He's actually a really talented number 5 receiver. He makes a lot of catches in the middle of the field where he could run after the catch. He makes a lot of actually tough grabs. In one of the preseason games, he kind of made I don't know if you guys remember the catch that CeeDee Lamb made in the corner of the end zone against the Vikings last year, where he kind of like threw himself back to catch it. He leveled out in the air to catch it. He kind of made a catch like that on the sideline. It was complete, so it was impressive. Moving on, though, from our number 4 and 5 receivers, to start off the depth dudes, we got Tyler Biadasz. Tyler Biadasz, number 63. He's our center. He's our starting center. So, you know, he's a solid center. He had a good season last year, had some injuries, wasn't able to stay on the field the whole time. When he was cleared to come back, he kind of struggled to stay there, but he did have a lot of potential. He did show a lot of flashes. The Cowboys are comfortable with him. He drew some comparisons to Travis Frederick, but let's not get carried away. He was a 4th round center rookie last year, so this is indeed his second year. I do know that. Next, we got Connor McGovern, number 66, our third-year left guard backup. He's been there for 3 years. He's, from what I hear, a solid backup left guard. He's been a developmental project. They're bringing him along. I do know that he's garnering trade interest. So who knows what happens there, but I know teams in the NFL do value backup lineman experience. I mean, they do value backup linemen probably the most because not a lot of teams have more than five linemen, which is their first five, their starting five. Next is McKeon. I don't know who this guy is. I just know he's number 84 and he's a tight end. I would have figured this guy would have probably been a Y, and Jalen Smith should have been a depth dude, if anything. You know, if I'm going to make an edit, that's the edit that I'm making off the bat. So we're going to go ahead and throw McKeon to the bottom to a Y because he's about our fourth tight end, third tight end, I would assume, him being on the list in this order. But Jalen Smith is at least a depth dude, but to me, he's a solid contributor on his okay days. But again, we're not going into that right now. I think it's Sean McKeon. And if it's not Sean McKeon, I apologize. I don't know what your name is right now, but Tyler Nischke or Tyler Nsekhe. I think it's Nsekhe. I've heard both pronounced, but I believe it's Ty Nsekhe. Number 79, he is one of our backup tackles. So as you can tell, backup tackle is really important to an NFL football team because your first tackle goes down and you're basically running around like a chicken without a head to find somebody who can be adequate at that position. It's a real tough position to hold down, that's for sure. It's a good thing we have Tyron Smith. Hopefully he stays healthy this year. That would be awesome. One of the best to ever do it. Next we got Dorance Armstrong, number 92. He's a defensive end. This is another 3-year guy. I know this was a pet cat of the last coaching staff. Pet cat is like a favorite, like he's like one of the guys that they, you know, hands-on work with. They stand up on the table for this guy to keep him, you know, type of stuff. He's a depth dude. Hearing some things about he could possibly look better this year, but I mean, I don't know. I haven't really seen anything from him. But then again, I gotta admit I could be paying a little bit more attention, but haven't seen Dorance Armstrong jump off my screen. That's even if he's been playing lately. Next is Terrell Basham, number 93. They did like him. I believe he was let go from the New York Jets. Jets couldn't afford him. Nope, that's not true. I don't know the story. Let's just move on. Neville Gallimore, number 96. He got hurt, but he's our starting defensive tackle. Makes sense. Quentin Bohanna, we just drafted him, number 98. He's a defensive tackle as well, rookie. He is a part of the new brand of defensive tackles that the Cowboys are starting to bring in, and that is big, big, heavy dudes. Heavy dudes to just clog the middle of the line and just create chaos, just cause havoc, and just have the running back have to bounce it out and meet one of the linebackers. Or actually, what they really do is take up the linemen. Linebackers get to run free. They don't have to worry about the linemen getting to them. When you have a bad defensive tackle, the lineman slips off the defensive tackle quickly or pushes them to the linebacker, and the linebacker has no free lane. Running back's able to go two levels without even being touched. So that was our problem last year. That's why we had such a bad defense. Neville Gallimore got hurt. He dislocated his elbow. He'll probably be out for about 6 weeks, I believe. If not more, I believe it's 6 weeks. Bohanna has shown potential, but he is a rookie, and defensive tackles do take usually 2-3 years to develop, to get, you know, to become the player that they were drafted to be, that they saw them to be. What's interesting is Osa Odigizuwa is right next on this list. He's number 75, and he is also our tackle. So I wonder if there's anything relative to the way that it's listed out, to the way that it's listed out, you know, as far as best player to most valuable to least valuable, because it's looking a little, but you guys will be able to tell that pattern if it is true as we're going along more. Osa Odigizuwa is our third defensive tackle. Another solid player coming into the draft. Another guy who they expect a lot. They expect to be a rotational guy. They expect him to be in there actively. I've heard good things from him. I've seen good things from him in preseason games, but you know, you never know. Some guys show up preseason. Some guys don't show up when it really matters. Some guys don't show up at all until they get on the team, and you know, it's weird. So you can never really predict these kind of things, but we do have depth, that is for sure. Carlos Watkins, number 91. He is another defensive tackle, so probably our fourth defensive tackle. Tristan Hill, number 72. He is our fifth defensive tackle. So you see that rotation? That's a big rotation. All five of those guys are defensive tackles. That's pretty crazy. I don't know if that's normal, if that's something that they usually do. Can't recall in the last few years how many they've kept. I've only kept up with the roster building for about 2 years. So you can imagine the way that developed. But next on the list, after our five defensive tackles. Oh, well, you have Neville Gallimore on IR probably. And with the new COVID rules, you can put him on IR. You can bring him back in the middle of the season. So he's probably a roster spot that they were able to keep Watkins Hill with one of those roster spots instead of having Gallimore there. But when Gallimore comes back, I can imagine there will be a decision to be made, and it will have to be chopped down to four. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes when that time comes. Next is Chauncey Golston, number 59. He's a rookie defensive end who also, I believe, is hurt, but he would have made the team regardless. He's a rookie. He's a, you know, he's a depth guy. Perfectly stacked. That one I do agree with. Malik Hooker, number 28. Free agent, free safety that we just brought in a month ago. Cowboys had interest in him before. They brought him in, worked him out. He's coming off of a ACL tear, but he was a top 10 draft pick coming out of college. So Cowboys are always trying to do that where they realize players' potentials after injuries, after troubled starts, different things of that nature. So it'll be interesting to see if Malik Hooker can find a second spark in Dallas. We will keep an eye on that. I do agree he is a depth guy, though. If he can stay healthy, he might be a little better. He did have an interception in the preseason. It was a tip ball, but it was an interception. Right place, right time. Next, we have our second free safety, also a free agent we signed beginning of the offseason, DeMonte Casey. Not much to say about DeMonte Casey, small guy, also coming off of an injury, played with Dan Quinn in Atlanta, produced in Atlanta before he got hurt and tore his Achilles. Achilles are kind of hard to come back from, but should be a rotational player in our safety secondary, and expect to see DeMonte Casey, number 35, out there, free safety. Jayron Curse, number 32. He's a strong safety. He's on the other side. Rookie, makes sense that they would keep him. He's if I'm not mistaken, long. Has potential. Israel Mukwamu, number 38. He's also a safety. This is one of those pet cats again for this year's rookie class. Israel Mukwamu, number 38. I don't know if anybody's numbers are going to change We will let you guys know. We'll make an episode on it when it happens. But 38 is a pretty cool number for a 6'4 safety. That's why they like him, because he's 6'4. It's hard to throw over a guy that's 6'4 who has a 7-foot wingspan he's 7 feet when he puts his arm in the air, you know? Kind of tough to throw over that. But glad he's on our team. That was a staple of, you know, y'all remember the Legion of Boom? Seattle Seahawks. Yeah, that was one of their things too. Long, tall cornerbacks, safeties. Y'all remember Cam Chancellor? Yup. Next on the list, we have Kelvin Joseph, our second round cornerback out of the draft this year, number 24. I believe he got hurt recently. We're going to do an injury episode probably sometime later in the future, getting towards the beginning of the season, probably right before the first game. So somewhere around there, probably Monday of that week or Wednesday of that week when the final injury reports are done. But Kelvin Joseph showed potentials. He's really fast. He's real fast. He moves quick, but he's raw. He has a lot of learning to do as far as being a cornerback. He hasn't played the position for too long, and I believe he was an opt-out last year, so he has a lot of catching up to do. He opted out due to COVID. Next, we have Jordan Lewis, number 26. He's our starting slot cornerback. There's two cornerbacks on the outside. There's one on the inside. If there's three receivers, two of them are outside. One of them's inside. Slot cornerback usually guards the one on the inside. And that's his main priority. That's his only job, slot. Maurice Kennedy, another Jets free agent that the Dallas Cowboys picked up at the beginning of this offseason. Didn't know what to think about him. Watched his camp closely, and he balled out straight up. I mean, I don't know what to say other than that, but he balled out, and they kept him. Congratulations, Maurice, because, hey, I thought you were going to come in and just be like a body or something, like just come in and just like, you know, just show up for camp, take some reps, you know, let our guys rest while you get in there. But, hey, he showed up. Anthony Brown, he started his career, number 30, cornerback. This guy's been on the team for about 5 years. He got a contract, so he got extended after his third year for 3 years, 4 years. So this is going to be one of our guys that is starting in the secondary. He'll probably be one of our outside receivers opposite of Trayvon Diggs, which is our number one. So Anthony Brown. Next, we have Nashon Wright, number 40, cornerback. We just drafted him as well. We drafted him in the third round. He was one of those that national media criticized the pick because he was expected to go at the earliest fourth, fifth round, latest sixth round, but he was not supposed to go third round. But he is one of those also who is 6'4", sticks his hand up in the air, 7 foot. Hard to throw over that. Next, we have Brent Urban, free agent Cowboys brought in beginning of the year. We needed a defensive line help. This is a guy that another one of those guys we talk about when we talk about combo position playing. He can play defensive tackle. He can play defensive end. So Cowboys like to lean on guys like that when it comes to their defensive line. Somebody who can play defensive tackle, play defensive end on the end of the line, because if you have somebody who can do that, you don't have to sub out two guys. You sub in one guy, it's quicker, it's more efficient, it's easier, you know, saves a roster spot because you don't have to find two guys on the roster, you know, all this stuff goes into it. So That's a good depth guy right there. That completes that tier. That is tier two going up. Tier four coming down. We will be discussing the next tier, solid contributor. tier three going up, tier three coming down. We will be discussing, these guys are the guys that are going to be very involved every game. They are very much on the team. They are very much going to be a part of the games every week in, week out. This is where it gets good right here. The last three tiers. We got three tiers left, guys. But before we get to this tier, you already know what time it is. Our beautiful sponsors, our beautiful ad makers, everybody that supports this show, that contributes to this show, that allows us to be an outlet to get their messages out there, to get their products out there, to even help in any way. We love it. We love to be a part of connecting and marketing. And here's the ad.
Stream Mr. Nice Guy now on Spotify, on Apple Music, at Design I Gifted on Rumble. Check out Comfort Through Chaos on Rumble, on YouTube, at Design Individually Gifted on YouTube, at Design I Gifted on Rumble, at Design Individually Gifted on YouTube, at Design I Gifted on Rumble.
Stream Mr. Nice Guy now.
Y'all heard the man. Go to Rumble, go to YouTube, go to Spotify, go to Apple Music, and run Mr. Nice Guy up. You know what I mean? And full disclosure, Mr. Nice Guy is me, D-I-G, Designed Individually Gifted. Like, who is he? We got a lot of show left. We got 20 minutes left, and we got three tiers left. So what I decided during the ad break is that we will combine the next two tiers, which is Solid Contributor and Better Than Your Average. Better Than Your Average only has four players in it, so it makes sense to make it a lengthier segment and make the Never Let These Guys Go Jerry Jones tier be the main event. You know, because we do still have the surprise announcement
tell us what it
coming
is.
Up at the end what of the show.
Is.
So
tell us what it is.
Time's a ticking. Tick tock. Let's go. Got to get to it. All right, guys, let's get to the next two tiers, which are Solid Contributor. We'll be starting with, we got number one on this list is Tony Pollard, number 20. Everybody knows Tony Pollard if you follow the Dallas Cowboys, our backup running back, our running back wide receiver hybrid. Tony Pollard deserves to be on this tier system, deserves to be a solid contributor, about to break into Better Than Your Average. Makes sense. Connor Williams, number 52. We got our starting left guard. Connor Williams is, as advertised, he's one of those guys that he's going to be there all the time. He's durable. He is reliable. He's a little small, a little smaller than what you would want your inside lineman to be, what you would want your left guard to be. But he has put on a lot of size. He has put on a lot of muscle, and he has stood toe-to-toe with some of the best in the game. And he has come out probably the better for it, considering last year we didn't have all of our linemen, and I think we're missing our left tackle, right tackle, and our right guard for a lot of the season, and Connor Williams was the one that was there, and he, you know, so Connor Williams, deservedly so, he's on the list, he's on the team, he's a starter. Our left guard, number 52, Connor Williams. Our starting tight end, Dalton Schultz, number 86. The Cowboys named him the number one tight end after his breakout season last year, after Blake Jarwin got hurt with an ACL tear and missed the entire season, only played one snap. Blake Jarwin, right after Dalton Schultz, as our backup tight end, number 89. He is also on the solid contributor list right after Dalton Schultz. Speaks a lot to our tight ends about how good they are. The fact that they're right there head-to-head with each other. Number two, Greg Zuerlein, our kicker. Solid contributor. Number five, I'm not sure what Anger's first name is. Brian Anger, I believe. He's our punter. He is our punter. I don't know if the Cowboys released him. I don't believe they did. I believe they kept him. Brian Anger, our punter, number 5. Randy Gregory, number 94. This will be one of the league's best bounce back stories if Randy Gregory can stay on the field. He is no longer going through suspensions, things like that. He's finally on a clear path to do what he has to do and go make plays and just play football and just, you know, stay out of his own way. Donovan Wilson, number 6, our starting strong safety. Trayvon Diggs, formerly number 27. He now switched his jersey number to 7, which is his college number. He played at Alabama. He was number 7. I love Trayvon Diggs, man. First Alabama cornerback that I've seen the Cowboys draft. And if you know anything about college football teams and players, you know that Alabama players are just different. They face the best competition week in, week out. They're just different. Those guys are the most NFL ready. Trayvon Diggs, number 7, our starting cornerback, our number 1 cornerback. CJ Goodwin, number 29. He's our special teams ace. He is exactly that. He's good at special teams. He runs down the field during kickoff, punt. He does kick return. He does punt return. He's just a good effort guy. Keanu Neal, number 42. He is a safety linebacker hybrid that Dan Quinn brought in to play linebacker, and he impressed so much that I believe he took Jalen Smith's spot. I believe Keanu Neal will be starting with Micah Parsons and Leighton Vander Esch in the starting 3 linebackers that step out onto the field Thursday night, tomorrow night, today, that this will be coming out against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jabril Cox, formerly number 48. He switched his number to number 14. He is a linebacker from LSU. The Cowboys drafted in the 4th round. A lot of people are anticipating that Jabril Cox was the 2nd best linebacker in the draft. The Cowboys took the best linebacker in the draft in Micah Parsons. So imagine that if the Cowboys took the 2 best linebackers in the draft. That would be a huge, huge steal. It would save them a lot of money, too, in the long run. Leighton Vander Esch, number 55. Everybody knows the Wolf Hunter. Leighton Vander Esch, our middle linebacker. No, excuse me, he's not our middle linebacker. Outside linebacker. And to end off the solid contributor tier, we have Jake McQuaid, number 44. He is our 3rd string tight end. And that basically wraps up the solid contributor tier. We are going to move on to the better than your average tier. The one that I said that we would smash together with the solid contributor. Since the better than your average tier only has 4 players to go through. Those 4 players being DeMarcus Lawrence, everybody knows Tank, everybody knows D-Law. Everybody knows number 90, DeMarcus Lawrence, our number 1 pass rusher, our starting defensive end, DeMarcus Lawrence. Next, we got Lyle Collins, number 71. He is our starting right tackle. Lyle Collins is a top 12 left tackle, top 10 left tackle when he's healthy. He has been banged up the last few years, dealing with some a shoulder stinger here leading up to this game on Thursday. Lyle Collins, he is what he is, but if he can stay healthy, he's a solid piece to a really good line. Next, we got Michael Gallup, number 13. He is our wide receiver 3. He is arguably a wide receiver 1 himself. But between Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb, already 2 kind of Amari, an established receiver 1, and CeeDee Lamb, an emerging superstar wide receiver. Michael Gallup kind of falls to the back burner a little bit, but nonetheless, very talented, extremely talented at going up for the 50-50 balls. Has a little bit of a drop problem, but nonetheless, he is a number two receiver at the very least. To end off the better than your average tier, because we did only have four players here, Mr. Ezekiel Elliott, the battery of our offense. I don't have to say much more. Everybody knows Ezekiel Elliott, number 21, our starting running back. And that ends the solid contributor, better than your average tier mashup. We have to go to one more break, but when we come back, we will have the main event segment of the episode. The segment talking about Jerry Jones. Please do not ever let these guys leave our roster. That tier is coming up right after this ad break. Do you like custom-made t-shirts? Do you like tie-dye? Do you like getting your own fit, getting your own style done how you like? Call up Lucky Creations. Follow Lucky Creations on Facebook. Make sure to click a like on their page. Make sure to add them to your favorites. And be in touch with the hottest new styles, the hottest new custom prints on the market. Can't get them anywhere else. Can't get them fresher. Can't get them better. Make sure that you shop with Lucky Creations. Follow them on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook. Follow them on Facebook. Lucky Creations. All right, guys, I appreciate y'all sticking with me through that last ad break. That one was a little longer than all the other ones, but I appreciate you. It also was the last one. Guys, we are at the final segment of the episode. Jerry Jones, please do not let these guys leave our roster. This tier is the building blocks, the franchise pieces, the cornerstones. These are the guys you do not let leave your roster. These are the guys you pay the big money to. These are the guys, these are the type of players, the mold of players that you should, could, and would want to have on your team. Starting with our rookie first round pick, middle linebacker, Micah Parsons, number 11. Micah Parsons is a different breed. He came in, he's hungry, he's dedicated, he's motivated, he's ready. He is a student of the game. He formed a connection with Dan Quinn immediately. The guy is just a stud physically. He is a phenomenon. Micah Parsons is fast. He can rush the passer. He can come off the edge. He can drop into coverage. We already know that he's a playmaker. He can force fumbles. He can recover fumbles. He can intercept the ball. The guy is just a menace on the field. That's the type of guy that you pay big money to. Even though he is just a rookie, can you imagine him in 5 years? Micah Parsons. Tyron Smith, best left tackle in the game for 10 years. Came in the league at 20 years old. Dominated the league for the last 10 years. He's 30 years old now. Arguably one of the best to ever do it. Has dealt with a lot of injuries in his career. Finally got a surgery. He claims cleaned up the problems in his neck and back. He expects to be healthy. He plans to play all 17 games. He was quoted to say, "I will do anything in my power to play the 17 games, the full schedule." Tyron Smith, all-decade left tackle. That's the type of guy you pay money to. Zach Martin, number 70, our starting right guard, captain of our team. Zach Martin, he is the type of guy that you pay money to. Plays injured, gets surgery, comes back, leads the entire line. He is probably the smartest on the line, probably the best football player on the team. Zach Martin is a type of guy that you pay money to. Three down, three to go. Arguably the three most fun pieces on this entire team are the last three that need to be announced. Starting with Amari Cooper, number 19, our starting wide receiver, our number one wide receiver, or soon to be number two wide receiver. Amari Cooper, not too flashy, one of the best route runners in the game, top three, I would say. One of the top seven best receivers in the game. He just claimed recently that he's the best. He thinks he's the best. He just has to go and prove it. Amari Cooper, let's see it. Hey, you got my attention. I'm watching. Next, we got the man, your boy, my boy, number 88, the new 88, CD Lamb. CD Burner. CD Lamb came in as a rookie, played with four different quarterbacks, still managed to gain 1,000 all-purpose yards, 900 of those being reception yards, 100 others being etc. Dude scored 4 touchdowns without his number one quarterback. Had he had Dak Prescott all year, CD Lamb would have had a year similar, if not superior, to Justin Jefferson. That's my bold take, if you want to call it that. But I know there's a lot of people out there who do agree with that statement. And last, but most certainly not least, the undisputed captain of the entire football team, a leader of men, the future MVP, the future comeback player of the year, rookie of the year offensively, number 4 on the field, number 1 on our depth chart, number 1 in the hearts of all of Dallas Cowboys football nation, Dak Rain Dakota Prescott. Dak Prescott, undisputed leader, second best player on the team. I don't even know what to say about Dak. He's a winner. He is loved by the national media. He's loved by the front office for the Dallas Cowboys. He's loved by the fan base. He's loved by the team, by the locker room, by the staff. Anybody who comes into contact with this dude immediately talks about how blessed they are to, you know this guy. He's just a good dude. He's a great football player. Dak Prescott is the type of guy that you pay big money to. Mr. $160 million, $40 million a year for 4 years. Rain Dakota Dak Prescott. And that concludes the 5-tier system. Shout out to the How About Them Cowboys podcast. It was fun. It was a pleasure. It was my honor to host the first podcast ever for 3&D Signs in Sports. I'd like to thank you guys for sticking with me this whole time. And I did promise you a surprise at the end of the episode. And a surprise is what you will get. I proudly announce that next week on the second official episode of 3&D Signs in Sports podcast, on Wednesday of next week, I will be dropping exclusively on 3&D Signs in Sports podcast a track between myself, D.I.G., and Chach with the Heat that will only drop on 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. You will find it nowhere else but 3 and D Signs in Sports podcast. So make sure that you tune in next week, next Wednesday, to the second episode of 3 and D Signs in Sports podcast.